When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
On this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad, Dante Marcatelli and David Steele catch up with the newest member of the Orlando Magic, the first overall pick from the 2022 NBA Draft, Paolo Banchero out of Duke. Made it to City Beautiful here today in his first sit-down podcast since being drafted was with the Orlando Magic Pod Squad. We're able to talk to him about his journey, his upbringing, learning the game of basketball from his mom. Both of his parents were terrific athletes at the University of Washington playing for the Huskies. His decision to go to Duke and everything that he learned in Coach Krzyzewski's last year, the pressure that was on the Blue Devils to perform, and how he played his best basketball on the biggest stage, and what he knows about Orlando. And there's a couple of guys on this team that he's very familiar with. Lots to get into with the newest member of the Orlando Magic, the buzz of the NBA, Paolo Banchero, on this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
This is Jalen Suggs of the Orlando Magic.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Franz Wagner of the Orlando Magic, and this is the Pod Squad.
And welcome to another edition of Magic Pod Squad. Dante Marcatelli, David Steele, and here with the newest member of the Orlando Magic, the first overall pick, Paolo Banchero out of Duke, joining the Orlando Magic. How does that feel? The first overall pick. Have you gotten used to the sound of that, Paolo?
Man, it's a surreal thing to hear. You know, just you dream of stuff like that as a kid. So to officially, you know, have that title and be a member of the Magic is crazy.
You know, I heard you say you kind of got a little bit of a heads up a few seconds before, but you couldn't really process it all.
Yeah.
But tell us about that day leading up to it. Where did you think you were going? What are all the scenarios that goes through a draft prospect's head leading up to the draft?
Yeah, no, just leading up to it, you know, it was a little bit of nerves, you know, because I honestly, you know, didn't know where I was going. You know, reports and stuff were, you know, saying where I was going. But, you know, me and my agent, you know, just from the information we were getting, you know, it could have been anywhere. So just kind of was unsure and nervous a little bit, but excited, you know. So leading up, I was just ready. You know, I was anxious. I remember when all the players were backstage, you know, for the introductions, when we all walk out with our parents, you know, I had like super butterflies, like I was about to play a game. So just having that feeling, and then going number one, you know, to the Magic was great.
It was interesting. You heard him say, and we were able to talk to you last night on our draft show.
Yes, sir.
But you don't cry tears of joy.
Exactly.
That hadn't happened,
never.
But you were overcome, weren't you?
Yeah. No, it just hit me. You know, tears started flowing. You know, I didn't stop. I wasn't sobbing, but no, it definitely hit me, and I was crying. So, yeah, man, I'll never forget that.
It's a great moment for you, and it's a great moment for your family. And your mom and dad, very important in your life, as we know. We've heard you talk about that. Your dad, a football player at Washington. Your mom, a great women's basketball player. The impact that they've had on you and how much this means to your family right now.
Yeah, no, they've had a huge impact on my life, you know, just from raising me, putting me in all the sports, you know, taking me around the town to games and practices. You know, they made a lot of sacrifices, you know, growing up. So, you know, to see it pay off in that fashion for them and not just myself, you know, it made me happy, you know, just because, you know, they get to feel like, you know, just a sense of accomplishment, you know, that I got to the NBA and went number one overall, which is crazy. But they know and I know that, you know, there's a lot more work to do and it's the start of a new journey.
They understand athletics. Your dad, a football player, he understands competition. He's been a big motivating factor for you. Your mom, though, she mm-hmm. taught you a lot about the game of basketball. She was mm-hmm. your basketball instructor. How important was it to get that influence from your mom? The women's game is different than the men's game.
For sure.
More fundamentally sound, the back cutting, the passing. Was that a factor in your development as an all-around basketball player?
Definitely, definitely. You know, me and my mom, you know, we used to work on, you know, what we call the boring stuff. You know, I wasn't doing a lot of, like, pretty ball handling drills, stuff like that. I was doing a lot of, you know, basic stuff, left hand, using the backboard, pump fakes, like just all fundamentally sound things that you know you got to have, and I think it really paid off. You know, eventually I got to work on all the, you know, other parts of my game, but growing up, you know, my mom definitely built that, you know, foundation of just having great fundamentals.
It also seems like your size has been a big factor throughout your life. You were 5'11 as a seventh grader. You played on the perimeter. You handled the ball a lot. Then you shot up like a 6-inch growth spurt between the seventh and eighth grades.
Yeah.
So now you got this body that's different in the eighth, ninth, 10th grade, and then you continue to grow. But yeah, you still had the basics of the ball handling ability.
Exactly.
as a younger kid.
Yeah, no, it was a big transition, you know, just in my life. You know, because back then I was, before the growth spurt, I was a big football player. You know, I loved football, ran track, did all those things. And so when I grew, it kind of took the other two out a little bit. I still played football a couple more years, but I had to kind of stop running track, and then football kind of started to wane off a little bit just because I was getting so tall. I kind of had to get used to my new body. You know, knees were hurting a lot. You know, kind of had to learn how to move around again.
If you stayed with football, we were kind of wondering that last night because you were a quarterback,
yeah,
right? And you won a state title. You were part of that team.
Well, yes,
would you have stayed quarterback? Your dad was a tight end. Would you
yeah.
have moved positions? Let's say you loved football.
Is there such stayed? Thing as a 6'10 quarterback?
Exactly.
Would you
no,
have been,
I don't
you
think
would
there
have
is.
Been the first if
yeah,
you stayed
no,
with it.
No, I don't think there is a such thing as that. And I didn't want to be the first.
There's a 6'7 shortstop right now for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So,
yeah, that's really,
you know, maybe a 6'10
yeah.
quarterback is coming down
yeah.
the pike.
No, I definitely would have stayed playing quarterback. You know, I played that my whole life. You know, I trained for it growing up. So, you know, yeah, that would have probably definitely been my position.
And from what I understand, so me being my last name Marcatelli and your dad Ben Caro, right, Italian as well.
Sure.
So I love that right out of the gates. What impact did he have on you? And from what I understand, you're a dual citizen. Will
mm-hmm.
you try to play, you know, for Team Italy?
Yeah, you know, I'm a definitely, you know, look into it and try. You know, I've been in contact with them over the years, here and there. We've built a good relationship. Yeah, and my dad, I mean, he's helped me a lot. Just, you know, he's a great advice giver. You know, he's very wise. And he, you know, always keeps it, you know, level. You know, he doesn't let me get too high, doesn't let me get too low. So, you know, he's always been there.
That's what David does for all of us.
Yeah, he keeps Dante under control.
He's
out of control.
The decision often. To leave Seattle and go across the country to Duke, obviously it's a storied franchise and you're playing for Coach K, so that
yeah.
probably is the reason right there. But how hard was that? How much did you battle that? And just kind of your decision to end up at Duke.
Yeah, it was definitely a hard decision. You know, that was one of the harder decisions, picking a college. But, you know, I wasn't afraid to leave and be far from home. It was my first time, but I was, you know, excited, you know, to do it and start that new journey in Durham. And it definitely lived up to everything. You know, I'm forever grateful that I was able to go to Duke and, you know, be a student there and, you know, be a part of the Brotherhood.
You were part of a special team there, Coach K's last year. There was some pressure involved. All the eyeballs were on that Duke team. You had great talent, five players drafted in the draft. You, of course, number one. But talk about the experience of being a part of Coach K's last year.
Yeah, no, it was a great experience. You know, probably, you know, the best, most fun, you know, year of basketball I've had. Just on and off the court, you know, with my teammates and coaches. You know, playing for Coach K is a great thing in itself, but, you know, his last year was just even more special. Every game was, you know, a big game. It was a big deal because it was his last something, you know, every game was. So, you know, we just embraced it. It was a lot of pressure, especially, you know, looking in from the outside, it probably seemed like there was a lot of pressure on us. But I think we handled it really well. We never really let it get to us. I mean, we lost some games, but I think just overall we embraced it and had fun with it.
It was fun to watch, wasn't it, Dante?
It was fun to watch. And you guys rallied. I know those UNC losses were gutting, but you rallied. You know, it didn't stop you. We are always impressed. Biggest games of your career, most pressure, biggest stage, you played the best basketball of your career,
sir.
Right? So you rose to the occasion. Take us through that, the tournament, getting all the way to the Final Four, and what came together that allowed you to play your best on the biggest stage?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's how I am, you know. I just never been the type to run away from the lights. I mean, just even, you know, the first game of the year against Kentucky, you know, I had a great game. You know, Gonzaga, you know, minus the cramping, obviously, I had a great game. Just like, you know, the biggest games, you know, I think that's when I play best. Along with the other games, too. But, you know, something about, you know, those big ones that just, you know, get me up and, you know, just really, you know, hype me up. The tournament, I feel like, was just a do-or-die situation, you know. So when your season's on the line and coach's career, you know, is on the line, you know, you want to win and you want to do whatever it takes. So that was just my mentality. That was the team's mentality.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
We're excited about watching this transition that you're about to undertake to the NBA. Tell us what you knew about the Magic, the players. Were you familiar with any of the individuals, Coach Mosley? Just, you know, what are your thoughts on joining this team and what you're going to provide the ball club?
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. I know a couple of the players, Cole, RJ, Jalen, Wendell. All guys that I've talked to just in the past, known for a little while. And, I'm super excited, you know, to get here, play for Coach Mosley, you know, meet everybody in the organization and just, you know, bring what I can and just put my best foot forward, you know, for the Magic.
How do you see your fit? I know that you're a guy, you've talked about this, that you're a player that makes others better around you, that you can seamlessly fit into almost any situation. How do you see your fit with this team?
I see myself fitting right in. There's a lot of great players on this team already that are all like team mindset guys. I think I'm the same way. You know, I'm never going to put myself before the team or anything. So I look forward to stepping right in and then just being a key part to what the Magic got. You know, I think, you know, I can be a huge help and, you know, get this thing rolling.
I know Wendell's glad to have backup. Right? He's got another Duke guy, right,
yes,
on the team.
Yes, sir.
Especially with Cole, who went to UNC. Cole tweeted out a picture of you as a kid. I know you.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. I see that. I did see that.
Do you know him like that? Did that catch you off guard, or you? How well do you know Cole? I guess.
I've been knowing Cole. We've been going to. I met him first at USA Basketball. Oh no, I played against him my freshman year when he was a junior. I was playing 2 years up on the AAU circuit, and so that's when I first started playing against him, and then. Met him just at USA Basketball and stuff, so I've known him probably for like four years maybe. It caught me a little off guard. You know, I'm not just gonna say, you know, me and sure. him are like, you know, was gonna post throwback pictures of each other, but it was hilarious. I found it funny. So
yeah, it was fun way to welcome you. You got a lot of fun guys. It seems it's a great chemistry. It's
good
a great,
locker room.
It's a great yeah. group, a great locker room. What kind of guy are you? How do you fit into the kind of the chemistry of the team? What do you yeah. like to do? Your hobbies, that sort of thing.
No, yeah, I think I'm a funny guy. You know, so I think I'll fit right in. You know, I like to interact and have fun. You know, joke around. So I think I'm going to fit right in. You know, I think all these guys, like you said, are close and, you know, tight-knit. So
you're going to challenge Chuma Okeke for the funniest guy in the locker room. Is that what he's saying?
That's what he's saying. I
don't know if you know this, but that's what everyone says. Chuma's the funniest guy in there. Have you heard that yet, or is that
No, I haven't. No, that's new information. You know, I wouldn't call myself, like, the jokester, but I definitely like to, you know, laugh and have fun. So, you know, definitely look forward to hearing some of his jokes.
Do you like watching any shows, or do you play music? Do you play video games?
What all are you into? All the time. Definitely watch a lot of shows. Stranger Things is one of my most favorite.
Do you like season, was it two? Is it four now?
I think it was four.
Three. I don't think one so. And two, I thought that was my opinion.
Yeah.
Did you like all?
I like how it's, you know, I like how it's going. I like how it's kind of transitioning.
I thought they went off the rails.
It's a wild concept, though, isn't it? Yeah. Doesn't that get you right away?
No, it's definitely a one of a show, just one of a kind type of show, you know. But I enjoy it. But I like watching other stuff as well, like listening to music, you know. Yeah. Stuff like that. Just
Paolo, I want to ask you the number one history of the Orlando Magic. I know you're familiar with that.
Yes, sir.
It's Shaq. You wind up with Penny in 93. Dwight Howard. They're all among the all-time greats in the NBA. Do you feel any of the pressure, or is that something that's even in your mind, or you're just trying to put all that stuff out and just go and be Paolo Banchero? Do you think about the legacy that this franchise has with number one picks?
Yeah, no, they have a great legacy, and I just, you know, I look forward to adding to that and just being myself, you know, like you said, just being Paolo. And I know that, you know, if I do that, you know, success is going to come, not only for myself, but just for the Magic as an organization. So that's, you know, what I plan on doing, and hopefully, like you said, I can definitely be the next great number one pick.
You know, Paolo, Magic fans get excited thinking about your skill set, but also at 6'10". With Franz, who's 6'10", with Wendell, who has size, you guys are so versatile. You have so much size on that front line, right?
Yes, sir.
And you can all score from multiple levels. What excites you about kind of what the product is that you guys can put on the floor?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. You know, three 6'10" and above guys who can pass, dribble, shoot, defend, you know, switch, and just are super versatile. I mean. That's going to, I think, give teams, you know, some problems. And we're all, I think, unselfish, which is the key part, you know, because when you're unselfish and you're playing off of each other, it just makes you that much more dangerous. So, you know, I'm excited to get on the court with those guys and start building the chemistry.
You know, you're representing Duke and you're representing your family. You represent Seattle,
yes,
which has a great basketball history and tradition. Some of the people that you look up to from the Seattle area, and you know, who are the ones that have really motivated you in your area?
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. You know, I'm one of the younger guys, so I grew up, you know, watching all these guys and looking up to them. You know, whether it's the older guys, you know, like Jamal, you know, some of the guys I grew up watching. IT, I grew up watching him in college. You know, Jamal Crawford was on TV a lot. Jason Terry won a championship. He went to the same high school as my mom. Aaron Brooks went to the same high school as my mom. So
Brandon Roy.
I mean, the list goes on and on. Yeah. And then some of the younger guys too, you know, that I actually played against, played with, you know, JD McDaniels, Kevin Porter Jr., you know, Jalen Noel, like all those guys I grew up with and, you know, played against or played with, you know, at some point in my life. So seeing them make it and have success in the NBA just motivated me, you know, to chase after them and, you know, run my race.
We're going to let you go here in a second, but is any part of this surreal? Are you a kind of guy that reflects at all? The last time you walked off the floor at Cameron Indoor Arena, you walk off the set, Good Morning America, like the things you've gotten to do.
It's got to be almost like dreamlike right now.
Representing Team USA, like all the places you've been. Do you think back on the places you've been, the things you've done in your young life?
Yeah, I always try and, you know, take a moment, you know, whether it's in a car or when I'm, you know, just laying down relaxing and try and take it all in. You know, I haven't got that chance yet, you know, since I got picked, but I definitely, you know, I'm looking forward to that. Like you said, it's been, you know, just a dream come true, all this stuff. Moments I'll never forget, you know, doing this stuff, this day right here, you know, Good Morning America, all that, you know, it's been crazy. So, you know, I'm just trying to take it all in. That's
running
all
on adrenaline right now. That's right. 2 hours sleep and off you go.
Well, yes, lastly, sir. I think everybody wants to know what happens with the purple suit. I mean, will we see it again?
It's got to be in a museum somewhere.
Right? Yeah, no, I think I'm gonna retire it. I'm gonna hang it up somewhere nice, and who knows? I might just keep it and sell it one day.
Well, we know why the tribute to the purple for Washington for your parents, but did you love the feedback you got? I mean, you got a lot of great feedback.
Yeah.
Was it what you thought?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was the thing. I wasn't sure, you know. Well, I got initial feedback from, you know, my close friends and stuff, you know, before the draft, but I wasn't sure how everyone else was going to, you know, take it. But I liked it, so
that was the number one pick ever had the number one suit? Has that ever happened?
Ooh, that's a great question. I don't know.
You hit the home run in both.
That's what I was going for. I was like, you know what? No matter where I get drafted, I want to have the number one suit. So that was my plan all along, and I think it worked out.
Oh, it certainly did.
Yeah.
No David's
doubt.
Got the same thing in green.
I've got it in green. It's a little tacky, but
well, thanks, Paul. We appreciate it. It's a pleasure for us to meet you, and we can't wait to have you here. Get used to this city. Get on the floor. I know fans can't wait to see you. We're excited for this year.
I can't wait. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
That'll do it for this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising elevated.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.